Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of March 2016, and this is the 326th Mol Out Loud podcast. It's been quite a grey old day again here in Tasmania, but not for long. It's going to be 28 and sunny tomorrow. But I'm sitting here in a jumper, and I'm about to go down to the State Cinema to meet up with my novel writing group, where we'll be discussing each other's work and where I will quickly reread the pieces of the others who are going to be there. Sometimes when I read them too far ahead, I'm no longer quite as fresh in my mind, and I like to do it immediately before I go to the meeting. But today I had some other things on, so I knew I wasn't going to be able to read them this afternoon. So that's my plan for this evening. This morning, though, I've been taking part in Michael Nobbs's 20-minute challenge, in which he asks us to select a project that will take about 2 weeks to do, and on which we will work for 20 minutes a day, no more, but possibly less. And I was thinking of lots of things that I would really like to do, but decided to work on brainstorming some themes for Mol, so that I would have a little cache of themes when I didn't have anything that had readily come to mind. And I feel as if that's been a really good idea, but today I fell a bit by the wayside because I write my murmurs of Mol on a program called OmWriter, and I love it because it's so plain. It's just me and the writing, and you can have sounds on the keyboard. And it works really well for writing something the length of Murmurs of Mol, and then I just cut and paste it onto the web page. But it's not at all good for brainstorming things, for making lists or making notes against those lists, because it doesn't, there's no indentation, there's no way of differentiating a heading from what comes beneath it. But I did rather want to keep the brainstormed ideas on the same, within the same program as my murmurs. And the other problem, I guess, with that particular app is that it there's no way of filing them. They just are in an alphabetical list. So the longer I've been doing murmurs, the less appropriate that this actually seems to be. The harder it is to retrieve particular posts that I've written. But I'm very, very reluctant to change it. My entire Mol work is done on an iPad. The Mol Out Loud is done on an iPad, and Murmurs is done on an iPad, and the uploading of both those things is done via the iPad. So I'm really happy to be using this magic machine and not to have to bother about a computer. But it does mean that in situations like this, something may have to give. And so this morning, for my 20 minutes, when I had intended to be continuing with this brainstorming, I found myself lured into looking for other apps that might work for what I wanted them to do. And I can't say that I found any that I was as in love with as the OmWriter app that I was using, or the ProRecord app that I'm using now for Mole Out Loud. But it is interesting how they all have their limitations, and really, if as soon as you start doing a long sequence of something, maybe it has to change. And as you know, if you've been listening to my podcasts for any length of time, you'll know that change doesn't come very easily to me. But I'm going to think that, and in tomorrow's challenge, I'm really determined not to go on a technology search, which is not the intention. And so this afternoon I took an exercise book with me into town, and I wrote in that with pen and ink. So that's much easier. I shall do the brainstorming in an exercise book, and I shall continue for the time being to use OmWriter to do my writing in. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that you have a nice and simple way of doing it, that you don't get lured down rabbit holes of imagined technological improvement. But if you do, I hope you either find something or recognize when the search has become a bit of an obsession. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.